Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Towards your heart, it'll open all the doors and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. Align your purpose, everything will feel great.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things are the bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine. What are you grateful for today? Well, for an incredibly, beautifully sunny day here in New England. We've had some pretty challenging weather this year. Well, not, of course, there's other places in the country and around the world that have definitely had more challenging than we have. We had lots of snow this winter, but much of the country did as well. And I'd just like to send out positive thoughts to all of those who are experiencing difficult weather challenges right now with the floodings in the Balkans and wildfires in California. Everybody just take a second to send positive and loving thoughts to all those people who are going through challenges right now, whether it's weather challenges or personal challenges. a challenge is a challenge, whether it's created by the environment or created by yourself. And today's topic is all about addiction, which sort of the segue leads right in to things that we create ourselves. Some people believe that addiction is hereditary, and I believe that there is a percentage of a truth to that. However, that being said, it's interesting when you look at families, and there'll be certain members in the family who have an addiction problem, and then other members of the family who don't. So though we all may have it in our DNA mapping, why do some have addictions and some people don't, even within the same families? I believe it goes back to one question or one common theme, and that is how much love you have for yourself, within yourself. So many of us have grown up in families that weren't the most positive environments. If you're listening to my show, then you could be one of those people, because we are attracted to people who have been through similar situations as our own selves. You know, I grew up in a family with lots of addiction. Alcohol addictions, food addictions, although I did not know that then when I was a child. I understood that my parents drank. I understood that my parents fought about it, or my dad drank. I didn't understand that it was an addiction. Now, I come from five siblings, and out of the five, I am the only one in the five who doesn't have an addiction. Though I have had my challenges as well, and mine has been with food. Now, that didn't start for me until I was really in my late teens and early 20s. My mother had this funny thing where she would lock food up when we were kids growing up. Snack type food, like potato chips and cookies and things like that. And because the reasoning was because we needed them for school snacks. But in fact, she was locking them up so she would have them when she wanted them. And I never actually thought about that much until today, that my mother was using food to medicate. And again, I never put that piece of the puzzle in until I'm writing the show today, which I thought was pretty interesting. You know, I know my dad has had an alcohol addiction for decades and decades, and his mother before him, and lots of people in the family. His grandfather, his father's father had a terrible drinking problem, and lots of members in the family. And now it's interesting to see because alcohol has been legal for a long time, and it's interesting to see with marijuana becoming legal and being less prone to, if you have small amounts, a lot of states are allowing you to have that. So it's interesting to see how that's going to impact not just the country, but all of us as a collective. Will more people partake? Maybe. Will more people come addicted? Maybe. So what are we really looking for when we have an addiction? What we are looking for, every one of us, no matter what the addiction is, to feel love, to feel accepted. You know, I have my mentor, Colette Baron-Reed, says that you're trying to fill a God size hole. And if you think about that, how big would a God size hole be? pretty enormous. I don't think you could ever fill it. Really, really a good question to ask yourself. What are you trying to fill if you have an addiction or if someone in your life has an addiction? And if you yourself don't have an addiction, but there are members in your family, you maybe your spouse or your partner or parents or brothers and sisters within your family, particularly people that you bring into your family, say a spouse or a partner, what if they're addicted? What if you have a pattern of bringing in addicted partners or spouses? What does that mean for you? Well, maybe you're addicted to the addiction of addicted to the addict because that's what you've known all your life. So you continue to bring in these people who have addiction problems. Is it bad? I think the word bad should be erased from the dictionary. It's not bad. It's a choice. And so when you make those choices, if that is a situation that you're in, then how do you deal with that, knowing that you are the one who is bringing the addicted partner in? So what does that say about you? And now what is it for you to look at for you? It's not about them. It's all about you. So we already have callers on the line. So I am going to jump to callers because one caller has been holding for a long time because they actually called in before the show started. So before we get too far into this material, I am going to take the callers. So the first caller is area code 847, and the last four digits are 4463. And this number looks familiar to me. So let me bring the caller on. Hi, caller, are you there?
Yes, this is Jill. Thank you.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
It's beautiful here today where I live.
Wow.
Just beautiful.
So glad to hear that. Where are you at?
In Illinois. The last 2 days, we've had a really odd, cold, brutal winter. You know, the weather's just been so odd. But yesterday and today, it's been just beautiful.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you guys have had a tough winter there. I have one of my regular clients is out in Chicago, and it was a horrendous winter for you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, really good. Well, I'm glad that you're having some good weather out there today as well. We're having beautiful weather here in Rhode Island today also. It's just gorgeous.
You guys have really, every time I turn around, the East Coast is getting hit with something.
Yeah, we did have a lot
unbelievable.
Of weather. Yeah, we did have a lot of weather this winter. But we were lucky in a lot of cases because I'm so close to the water that a lot of times the rest of the state might be getting buried in snow, but I'll have less where I'm at because I'm right on the water, which is nice. And then sometimes it works the opposite. Sometimes because I am on the water, then we get double of everybody else. It's
right,
just depends,
true.
Just depends on how the storm comes in. But the nice thing about where I'm at, though, is we thaw out before everybody else, too. being so close to the ocean, which is nice. My dad will still have a foot of snow, and, we'll have the snow will be gone, and we'll have crocuses up, and he'll still have snow for 2 or 3 weeks after that.
Really?
Yeah. So that's always I love living where I live in the state itself. I'm so glad to be on the coast rather than inland, in-state, upstate. So, Jill, what can I do for you today?
Okay, now, what kind of do I ask? Psychic questions? What do I do?
Yeah, you can do that if you have something that's going on in your life that you'd like some clarity on. You can certainly ask, question about that. More lasered type questions rather than broad questions because we only have such a limited amount of time.
Okay.
I can't do a whole reading.
Okay. do you see me having to move, choosing to move, not moving at all?
Okay, and this is around a job, is that correct?
No, a home.
Okay. Now, because they're saying there's a job situation as well.
Okay, well, I need a job.
Okay, okay. So it's going to be, ultimately, it's going to be your choice whether you move or not, but it looks like with the job will come a move if you're open to that.
Okay.
Okay. So what? Look outside your area in your field, because what they're showing me is, on a map, if you get a pinpoint and then the radar brings circles outside and the circles get, go further and further on the map, what they're showing me is the pinpoint of where you're at, and then they're showing me like this radar screen where the circles are expanding outside of your immediate area.
Okay.
Okay, so what is it that you do?
Right now I'm not doing anything. I'm open. I was a waitress last job I had.
Okay. Do you write?
You know what? I'm discovering that about myself.
Okay, because they're showing me writing, and that the words for you can flow on paper very easily.
Okay.
So that being said, that I would recommend exploring that avenue, although, of course, unless you start doing ebooks and putting them out regularly, for example, like on Amazon, writing is not where you can get an immediate source of income.
Right.
So that being said, and is your unemployment run out or is it about to run out?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing that running out and it's like there's nothing left there. So it looks like, you need a job now.
Yes.
It's not, so the writing is not going to put money in your pocket right now. Although you could start, the other thing is they're saying you could start blogging, but that also takes time to build a clientele and then get advertisers on your page and on your blog and sort of that sort of thing. But writing could be a good long-term source for you. But short-term, I want you to look outside of your immediate area. I'm saying 25 miles or outside, beyond 25 miles outside of your immediate area.
Okay.
Okay. They're saying 25, hold on, 50, 100, 150. How far are you from Chicago?
50 miles.
15?
50.
50, okay, because they're saying 50 to 75 miles.
Okay.
And, that's a long way to drive to go to work every day. So that could bring a move if, in fact, you do find work that distance away from you. I mean, people do it. It's totally up to you. But, I'm looking at your car, and it doesn't look like it's new either.
No.
So, so driving that far every day would be a bit of a challenge, I would say.
Yes.
looking at your car and that sort of thing. Now, do you own your house?
No, it's mine and both of my sisters.
Okay. Because now, are you paying rent? Is that what's going on?
No.
Okay. Because, what my guys are saying is that, you're going to, it looks like you'll be paying rent where you go. It looks like 50 to 75 miles from where you live now is where you'll find the employment.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, thank you.
You're welcome. So laser point, what you want to do, what the perfect job would be with the perfect hours, and write it down, okay? Write it in green. If you write, once you figure out everything that you want to do, have as many details as you can, write that in rewrite it on another paper in green ink and burn that. And if you do that every day for 30 days, then you just take the original, fold it up, and put it on an altar or in a special place and forget about it. Your job will be speeded up to manifest.
Okay.
Okay. Be sure to get in as many details as you can, because if you forget to say, example, I want 9 to 5, then you might get a job that's 11 to 7.
Okay.
You know, so how many miles from you, how much money you want to make, what that would all look like. Okay.
Okay.
And then, like I said, if you can do that, rewrite it every day for 30 days in green ink and burn it, you know, burn it every day and keep the master copy, then that, you know, really puts out to the universe your commitment. But just be
okay.
Be specific, because you'll get what you ask for.
Okay.
And what you forget to ask for, you know, will be left out too. And I give the example, when I manifested the house that I'm in, I asked for a water view with a big yard, but I forgot to say a big flat yard. So I have a
okay.
big hill. So I have a big hill. Okay. So what you leave out will be left out. Okay.
Okay.
So, so what kind of boss you want, that kind of thing. If you want flexible hours, whatever. Okay. But it looks like it'll
yes.
be sooner. I'm just seeing timeline. 3, 4. It looks like between three to five weeks, you should have something.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just figure out what you want to do, because I feel like you're undecided.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Once you figure it out and have clarity, the job will show up.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Thank you so much. Oh, that's great. I love when callers call into the show. It's so much fun, and it's interesting and challenging for me, especially, you know, with new people who I've never read before and totally unfamiliar with, how it truly amazes me after so many years of doing this, because I literally have been, you know, doing this work since I was 19. So for 30 years now, I just told my age, didn't I? Mae West says, or said, if you tell a man your age, you'll tell him everything. So anyway, but there could be men listening on the line. I'm not saying that I would tell everything. No, I'm just kidding around with you guys. So I hope that helped, Jill, and also all of you, if you're looking to manifest something in your life, particularly if you are looking to manifest a job and money, then you write down exactly what you're looking for, and then you rewrite it in green ink, and you burn that every day, because green represents money for us. And you do that every day for 30 days, and then you put the master copy away in a sacred place on your altar, or create a little altar for the money wish, the job affirmation paper, and then forget about it. And it's a mirror. It's amazing how spirit will bring things to you. So we have a couple more callers on the line who I'm going to take now. I'm not sure how much of the show we're actually going to get to today, because, oh my goodness, we're already 25 minutes into the show. All right, so this looks like a Skype call, and it's 111. So I'm going to take this, and again, it looks like a Skype call. So if you're calling from Skype,
hello.
You're on.
Hi,
you're on the air.
Okay.
Hi, who's this, please?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you today?
Oh, my gosh. I'm doing wonderful. Happy Memorial Day, by the way.
Thank you so
much. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you as well. Do you know how Memorial Day started?
No, I don't.
Well, you know, many people don't, and it's very interesting when you actually look at it. It was actually started.
You're right.
Yeah. It was because we think, you know, it's all about memorializing our service members.
It is.
But how it started is very interesting because it's not how we would expect that it started. It was actually started after one of the big wars we had in this country. Black slaves dug up.
I did know that.
They dug up grave members, military people who had been killed in battle, who weren't given a proper service. And they dug up hundreds of bodies, and they buried them properly and gave them a memorial service. And
wow.
That's,
I didn't know that, but I knew part of it, but not all of it.
Yeah, that's how Memorial Day started. Pretty cool.
Ugh.
So you know, it just goes to show that we're all connected and we're all one. And when you get that,
I know,
amazing things can happen when we honor each other. So how can I honor you today, Sharon?
Oh, man. I'm looking for employment. I have been unemployed for 5 months. You see me landing a job. Yes, I know I am.
Are you something in advertising?
Well, I do more, yes, it's sales, but it's more in the financial industry.
Okay, because I'm seeing advertising around you. What you do, do your skills transfer over into advertising?
Yes.
Okay, because that's the area that they're giving me for you to look at, is to look into advertising. Okay.
Landing a job the next month?
I'm not seeing anything in the next 30 days. You know, that being said, you know, that it's not out of the realm of things happening, of course. But I'd like you to look in a different area than you've been looking.
Yep.
And your resume looks like it's pretty up to date.
I know.
Yep, that all looks good. You know, I'm not seeing any gaps there. Just be creative when you're applying for these jobs. I know so many jobs now you apply for online, so it's hard to get creative. But, for example, if you were to apply to, and I'll just use a big name because it's easy for people. If you were to apply to Procter & Gamble Department, you send them a resume online, and then, you know, they forget about it. It goes with the thousands of the pile in the inbox, whatever, and they might read them, they might not. Think about how you can make yourself stand out, particularly because you've been in sales, and it looks like you've been in sales a good long time. So think about how you can make yourself stand out from the rest. And if it's possible to drop a personal handwritten note to some of the job applicants who the jobs that you're really interested in, that can make the difference between you and the next person.
When do you see me landing a job? How's that?
Let's see if they're going to give us that window.
I know.
Because sometimes it's not always in your best interest to know. You know, let's just see first. Let's go backwards from been out for 5 months. So let's see. Well, you'll be employed within the year is what they're saying.
Okay.
They don't want you to get too stuck on a particular date because they want you to look – they want you to look in other areas is what they're saying. And again, you know, they're talking about, they're showing me like commercials. They're showing me advertising. Okay. What area do you live in? Ohio. Okay. Do you live near the Maharishi Center out there?
Kinda, yes.
Oh, cool. Well, hey, you know, they might need help.
I know.
Okay.
How about
by
fall? Will I be employed by fall?
Maybe they're going back and forth. Yes, no. Yes, no. Yes, no.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, no. But they say definitely within the year.
Okay.
Okay. But they want you to look at something different than you've been doing, because it looks like you've been sort of in the same kind of area for a long time.
Okay.
So they want you to freshen it up and look to the right to a different area, they're saying. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So go out of the box.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that helps, and let me know how you're doing.
Have a good morning. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye. Oh, jobs are a big question on the menu today. I know there are so many people still unemployed or underemployed here in the state which I live in. We actually have the highest unemployment rate per person, per population in the country right now. And the unemployment figures are so misleading because once you have fallen off the unemployment rolls, say if you run out of collecting and things like that, then they don't count you anymore. So the numbers are really not accurate as to the people who are unemployed or underemployed out there. So if you're one of those people, start thinking outside of the box. You know, our times have changed so much from, say, when our ancestors were employed, say, maybe your parent, for example, where they got a job, they worked at the job for 30 years, they retired, they got a retirement. And that is a rare thing now, where you get a job and you stay with it for your whole career, and then you get a retirement. It's more often where you switch jobs frequently, or your company closes or downsizes right before you retire. So don't put all your eggs in one basket. Even if you have been employed at a place for a long period of time, make sure that you are diversified in where your money is. In other words, you don't want to have all the money in the stock in the company that you work in, for example. So I hope that helps. And I had another caller, but I've just lost them. So I apologize for not getting to you quicker. But if you'd like to call back in, that'd be great. And if you are listening and would like to call in today, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. Again, 818-691-7313. So jobs is a big thing out there right now, and I just want to give everybody a shout out in the chat room. I see there's a bunch of people in there today, and hope you guys are all doing well. Just sending a little message to the chat room. And we have, I have a new follower this week, and that is James, and his middle name is Johnson. I don't give last names just for, you know, privacy issues, but James Johnson, and that's James's middle name. And it's really funny because I just had someone over the last 2 or 3 days say to me, you know, your brother James is contacting you all the time. And it's true, he really is. I have met more Jameses since my brother passed away in August than I have known my entire 49 years of lifetime. So it's pretty amazing. So I want to just give an acknowledgement and a shout out to my brother James, wherever you are. Thanks for the messages. I love that so much. And I love you. You know, we can talk to our loved ones, whether they're here or, you know, whether they're in spirit, and they get it and they can hear you. So if you have a loved one who you're missing, who you really would like to say something to, just say it. Call them in and say it. They're around. They really are. You don't need me to do that for you, though I'm happy to do it, you know, if that's what you'd like. So again, say to your loved ones, and say to your loved ones here that are still walking the earth, what you're feeling and how you feel about them, and share kindness and spread kindness and love to all those that you encounter every day. And you'll find that you get more and more of that back. And, you know, today's show isn't so much. It's not really about kindness. In a way, it is being kind to yourself and about addiction. But it does sort of tie in a little bit, you know, because when we have an addiction problem, we have to ask ourselves, am I being kind to myself? When I eat that pound of chocolate, what am I doing to my body? What am I doing to my liver? What am I doing to my kidneys, to my cells, to my adrenals, which the sugar immediately affects the adrenal glands? What are you doing to the parts of your body that work so hard for you? Most of us never think about that. You know, our body is our partner. And my frequent guest, Susan Mullen, talked about that a couple of weeks ago on the show, if you caught that show, about being in partnership with your body, just like if you were in partnership with another human being, because body is on its own entity, really. You know, we're just a spirit that's using this body as a vehicle this lifetime. So start a conversation with your body and find out what it really needs. So if you're eating that bag of potato chips or you're drinking that glass of wine or smoking marijuana or whatever it is, stop for a minute and ask yourself, what is it that I really need right now in this moment? What is it that I'm really feeling? Why am I putting this in my mouth? When you can ask the why, then the door opens for you then to make a conscious choice whether to continue the behavior or to modify it or stop completely. Food for thought. Really food for thought. We're at an interesting time astrologically because we're going through this planetary shifting that started back in the 60s and actually even before that, because astrology goes in cycles. It's not just, okay, we'll look at the astrology for today and that's all we have to look at. You know, astrology happens in cycles just like our life happens in cycles. We have to look back at the cycles that began in different times and places to look ahead often in astrology. And I'm just going to take a drink of water. I have some allergy stuff going on, which I've never had before. And this started for me last spring. So pardon me for 1 minute. Oh. Hopefully it'll clear up. It was funny, I was speaking with a friend of mine who's going to be on the show soon, Eddie, who is a tarot card reader. He's excellent. He's been doing it for 22 years. And I was speaking with him on the phone yesterday, and he said, you have reader's voice. And I said, you know, maybe I do. I've spent my whole life talking, and this is the first time I have ever felt that my voice is tired from talking so much. But I really think it's the allergies. We have so much pollen in the air right now because everything is in bloom. So talking about astrology and how this impacts us, not only on a daily level, but on much deeper levels, and talking about addiction, it's interesting that at this time, what we're being called to do astrologically, which affects every one of us, is to integrate socially in different ways than we have integrated in the past. It's about bringing new things in and bringing what we have learned forward into relationships. So what does that mean, really? Well, if you're listening to my show, whether you're listening live or to a replay, then you probably have been on a path of expanding your either spiritual self or psychological, looking for answers, emotional, and so forth. So you're probably on a path of healing, we'll say. And so if you are on this path, or if you've been on this path for a while, what you bring forward is all those aspects and the new things that you're learning, you bring them forward into relationship, which sometimes can be tricky, because when we learn something new and we're really excited about it, then sometimes what happens is we just go overboard and want to talk about it, show everybody what we're doing, and that's all we talk about. We live, eat, breathe, sleep it. Sometimes people are not that interested. So you have to bring what you've learned into, integrate it into into what you're doing creatively, we'll say. And I just lost my video. Sorry. I hope I'm still on the air. Yeah, it looks like I am. I don't know what I did there. Oh, technology and I don't get along. My son really cracks up because he says, I'm the only person on the planet that can have so many problems with technology. My iPhone, which I've only had this phone for maybe a month, keeps turning on this voiceover command thing and it's driving me crazy. So I have to keep telling Siri to turn it off, because once the voiceover command turns on, you can't use the phone. And 4 hours it took me one day to erase the whole phone and reprogram it, and then the next day it did it again. But, yeah, my electronics do wonky things. They shut off. They turn themselves back on. You know, my iPhone will just all of a sudden start playing music when it's just sitting on the table, nobody around it. That could be my brother James. He loves music. And with his sense of humor, always trying to get people's attention and making them laugh, that is something that James would definitely do. So let's get back to talking about a little bit about astrology and moving into this new sort of vibration and new energy. And this all started back in the 60s when we all were hearing about the age of Aquarius. Well, that was the beginning of it, and now we're in a second big wave or big push of Aquarius, and it's all about working together rather than being in a masculine-dominated environment, rather than in control of the system as we know it today. That can be really scary for some people, because people in general have a difficult time with change, because we don't know what's on the other side of that change. So then we're in fear. Well, I don't want to give up this job, even though I hate it, and that's a very strong word, but I'm going to use it in this example. I don't want to give up this job because I hate it, because I don't know what else is out there. So you work in a job for, say, 25 years or 30 years, and you hate the job. And then, you know, you go on to retire, or the job downsizes and lets you go after you've put in all that time, and which is actually something to think about, because if you hate something and then all of a sudden it vaporizes, then you're bitter because you've lost your retirement and you've stayed in this job for 20-some years that you've hated, and now you have no retirement. Well, why not do something that you love instead? Create your own way of living, your own way of life. That's what we're really moving into now, is creating communities, creating life in a different way. So when you can go with the flow, then it's a lot easier to go with the flow than it is to paddle against the flow. Like Esther Hicks often says, it's much easier to put your boat in the river and just pick your oars up and sit back and allow the boat to go downriver with the flow of the current than it is to put your oars in the water and paddle upstream. So are you paddling against yourself? Or are you going to just take your oars out of the water and enjoy the ride? That's what I'm doing these days, taking the oars out of the water and enjoying the ride. In fact, I took the rest of the weekend off. Yay. I have so many barbecues and things to go to, so I'm excited about that because my schedule is really getting hectic. And anyway, so are you overdoing it? Do you need some time off? I know I do. So I'm taking a couple of days off, and I hope that if you need it, you're taking it too. So we only have 13 minutes left. I can take a caller if it's short. And the guest calling number is 818-691-7313. So where can you find me when I'm off the air on Blog Talk Radio? The best thing is to go right to my website, and that is simple, just my name, CynthiaFontaine.com. CynthiaFontaine.com. How easy is that? I like to keep it simple for you guys. And you can find all the social media links right from my website. If you would like to contact me for a private session, you can also find that information on my website. Or if you're local to the Rhode Island, Mass area and would like to do a group reading, we can arrange that as well. Now, if you're outside of my immediate Rhode Island and Mass area and would like to sponsor me to come to you to do a group event, just send me a contact request page from my website, and we can work out those details as well. So, addiction. What we're all searching for, no matter what the addiction, again, whether it's food or alcohol, or it could even be sex, we're all searching for feeling better than how we feel in the moment. When you partake in addiction or you have an addiction and you, for example, are reaching for that candy bar or you may be reaching for that first drink of the day, your body wants and needs to feed off of the feel-good hormones, the serotonin and the oxytocin. And your body is now programmed to want those hormones, those feel-good hormones, to kick in. So your body will send you signals to go get that candy bar, go get that bag of chips, get that glass of wine, because it wants to feel good, because it feels, maybe it feels like it's short-circuiting. And the only way that it gets those feel-good hormones are through some addictive behavior. You know, addiction is similar to religion, where religion, in all religions, no matter what religion you follow or spiritual practice, they all lead to the same place. No matter what the dialogue or if you believe in angels or not, or saints or whatever, it ultimately all leads you to the same place, and that is the place of the divine. The place of the divine. An addiction is we're just trying to fill that empty place, the God-sized hole. So the addiction is emptiness of the divine. So many 12-step programs out there are based on a spiritual practice. If you are struggling with an addiction, one thing that you can do is look for a really good spiritual practice. It can be meditation, or it can be a formal religious practice. You want to get those feel-good hormones pumping without the addictive substance or behavior, however you can do that. So getting into a 12-step program, whether you have a problem or someone in your family or immediate area has a problem, if it's not yourself who has the addiction, but you live with people who have addictions, then you may want to check out a group like Al-Anon and learn what it means to have these addictive people in your life. Learn how to cope rather than being codependent, to becoming independent, but yet being healthy. You know, you can live with an addicted person. It's challenging to be healthy and to keep that relationship healthy, but you have to have the tools to do that. And Al-Anon is a great place to get some of those tools. You also might want to read some of Melody Beattie's work, Codependent No More. And again, this is if you have people in your life who have had an addiction problem, whether that is people who immediately live with you, or it could be parents who have had a problem in the past. When we really search deep inside our souls what this is all about, most likely what you will find is somewhere in your life, most often when you were a child, someone told you that you weren't good enough. And maybe it was more than one person who told you that. Maybe you grew up in a really critical family like I did, where you never did anything right in the eyes of your family. There are so many of us out there like that. You know, the words that are spoken are often more hurtful than being cut by a knife. So be careful of your words and the words that you are sharing with others, because you don't know what the impact could be, especially if those words are less than positive. And if you are spreading a positive message, then keep on doing it, because you don't know where that impact will be either. And you may have saved someone's life by spending a few moments and speaking to them and being positive and uplifting them. You just never know where people are. So maybe as a child, somebody told you that you weren't good enough, and you bought into it because, after all, the adults are the adults. They're the authority figures, and they know, right? Well, each and every one of us looks at life through our own filters and what we know. And very often, our own parents are just mirroring what they know and how they were brought up. Now, parenting has changed dramatically in the last, we'll say, 50 years, where we're becoming to realize that being a heavy-handed parent isn't quite as effective as perhaps showing loving kindness. There are and I'll give you an example in my own life where with my own children and showing loving kindness. At one point, my ex-husband is an alcoholic and, a really severe alcoholic, and the relationship became abusive. And it showed my children and in their behaviors. And we were in counseling, and traditional psychotherapists say, for example, when a child is having a temper tantrum, will have you restrain the child rather than redirect the child. And if you haven't had experience with this type of behavior, and you are seeking professional help, then of course you think, well, the professional knows what they're talking about. Well, I'll tell you, one day when this situation had come up. My oldest son, who was 12 at the time, had more wisdom in one sentence than the psychiatrist that we had been seeing for a couple of years. And that was the total opposite of what traditional psychotherapy was indicating to me to be the best thing to do and the best way to handle this. And as it turns out, my then 12-year-old was the one who was right. He had a bigger picture. But we tend to put people in authority who have degrees or who are older than us. We tend to lean on them and their every word. And sometimes that's not always the best path. Sometimes your guru can be your 12-year-old. Or like my friend Michael J. Chase from Hay House Radio says, his guru is a turtle. You have to read his book to learn about that story. And Michael J. Chase is the founder of the Kindness Center. So check that out, because we all need to be kinder to ourselves and others. But you have to start with yourself. When you're kinder to yourself, when you tune into your body and what you really need and start really listening to your inner self and your inner guidance, that's when true transformation and healing can happen. That's when you have the opportunity to come out of the addicted behavior and do something different and new. So get to know yourself. Get to know your voices inside and ask yourself before you put that drink to your lips or before you put that candy bar in your mouth, ask yourself, what am I really feeling right now in this moment? Do I really want that candy bar? Is that why I'm eating it? And if your answer is yes, then go for it. Most often you will find the answer is no when you tune in and listen to your body, because your body has a higher knowing. You have a built-in lie detector within your body. It cannot lie to you. You can lie to it, but it cannot lie to you. So start listening to your body. Start checking in with it. Think about the opinion of other people and how that opinion is really none of your business. It's none of your business. We only have a minute left. I can't believe how fast this goes by. I encourage you all to begin to love yourself. Look in the mirror after you listen to the call today. And look into your eyes and say, I love you. I really, really love you. And if you've never done that before, you're going to find that it brings up a lot of emotions. Try it, and we'll talk more about that on another show. I love you all so much. I wish you a wonderful and blessed week and a wonderful Memorial Day. I hope that you all stay well. And thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listening to Transforming Your Life with Cynthia Fontaine. I love you, and I will see you soon.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow.
the gift to realize.